now, it's time to sit back and enjoy the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Broadcast.
Bad news, girls. The good news is your dates are here.
What's the bad news?
They're dead.
Ah!
See, a United States astral robot becomes a creature of death.
Oh. And babes.
We have come here to this planet for one purpose only, to acquire breeding stuff to repopulate our planet.
He who breaks the law shall be punished. Back to the House of Pain! Back to the House of Pain!
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Bots, Bugs, and Babes, the B-movie podcast. From classics to cults and all the cheese in between, the movies are B, but entertainment is grade A. And I'm your host, Jason Giaconetti, and I'm joined by my dad, Al Giaconetti.
Hey, Jay, how are you?
Doing good, and this is a special edition, folks. This is the Live from Jersey Fest edition, and we're here to talk to you about the stuff that happened Friday and Saturday. Now, it's, Jersey Fest is still, you know, hotly going, it's still going on, it's still in the midst of things, and it has all day Sunday still to go. But I'm going to here talk to you about what happened Friday. Now, Friday, many of you know I've been talking about this. I took Casey Love's painting class where we painted the Astro Zombie or the Franken Zombie, or it has very different names. And you'll see pictures of that that I'll post on the Two True Freaks Facebook page and on the Cantina. And we'll hopefully get some video up and running on the YouTube page there. At least my YouTube page will have it, if not the YouTube, the Two True Freaks video. YouTube page, so we get some video of what's happening. So what was going on during that class, obviously we were painting this killer bust that Casey Love sculpted, especially just for that class. It kind of has elements of the old Trapjaw He-Man action figure. It's definitely completely like Frankensteinian, and it's all, I mean, he's all kinds of messed up, but it's awesome looking, and it was great to hear Casey describe how he sculpted it and how he used parts of a tank to make pieces of it and all the gracing that go into, you know, how to actually create this. And he was talking about, you know, different painting techniques, and we were watching him do it. And the one thing Casey can do is he's a great teacher. And he can show you so much, and he's so good at what he does that you look at it, you're like, oh man, I can't do that. And he's like, no, you can just keep working. We definitely, when you see it, it has more very kind of retro vibe to things depending on how you paint it. Kind of, you know, bringing back some of that feel of like the 50s and 60s kind of B-movie monsters. Obviously, no monsters back and then. A lot of times the monster in the movie was not as good as the monster in the poster. I think Luke pointed that out, you know, last time for Black Scorpion when we did a little read from his email. What you got to know, though, is we airbrushed all day. We went from like 9:30, 10 o'clock in the morning till about 5 o'clock last night. Some of us didn't even bother taking lunches. We just painted right through. And the piece isn't finished yet because I still have to do a lot more work on it by way of the suit and the metals and stuff like that. But it was a great day, and we had a lot of learning happening. At the same time that was going on, Randy Bone was teaching a sculpting class where they were sculpting the Incredible Hulk. Now, my dad went and shot some footage of that. You know, people from all different levels of sculpting. You had people who had never sculpted to people who sculpt for a living in there, because Randy Bowen's just that big a name, and they wanted to learn from him. And then the other class, well, there's two other classes. One other class was taught by Greg McKellar, and they were painting the Creature in Black Lagoon, the bust bank that's put out by, who puts that out? Do you remember what was that?
No, I'm not sure.
The Monogram, I think.
It might be Monogram.
Might be Monogram. It doesn't matter. It's readily available. It's on Amazon if you want to go check it out. But they sprayed that gray, and then that was all painted with brushes. And that's a much cheaper class to take because you didn't have to. You weren't paying for Casey Love. You weren't paying for resin. You weren't paying anything else. And the other class was the X-Wing Fighter class, where they were using the piece.
The piece came from Target. We thought it was going to be something, you know, on a small scale. It was almost 2 feet long, and it was the X-Wing fighter from The Force Awakens. And what they did was they painted it with the damage and control, you know, damage.
Battle damage. And MLG, yeah.
So, and I took some videos of that, and hopefully when you see it on the website, you'll get a good understanding as to the level of interest. There was an awful lot of people in all the classes.
Yeah. It was one thing. One of the things that was being talked about yesterday was that, well, while certain classes always draw, some classes have a hard time drawing people in. And the concern is that they want to offer classes that are different than we did the year before. I mean, to me, if I get a chance to paint a one-to-one bust with anybody, that's great for me because I love all painting with these guys. But the chance to paint with Casey Love was something I just couldn't pass up because I don't know the next time he'll even be on the East Coast. He works for Sideshow, and some of you know that name. Sideshow is phenomenal. I mean, they put out insanely amazing stuff. He's one of their head painters and one of their sculptors, and he works with the elite of the elite. So that was led. And then last night they had the sculpting party going on, where Casey and Randy Bowen and anyone who wanted to go sculpt sat down and sculpt. And we went in and looked around there. It was a lot of people just sculpting, so we didn't hang out there. We actually wound up got a little shopping done early last night. I managed to score a few pieces that I'll show eventually, just some absolute beautiful pieces. And I got to score a few of Casey Love's smaller busts that aren't readily available. Unless, you can order right through him, but it's just, it's just nice to be able to get them early. Today we went in and I entered my stuff in the model contest. You guys will see pictures of all that as we go. I'm going to try to shoot video of all the model contests tomorrow. I'm trying to get as many pieces as I can videoed. This way you guys can see what it looks like when we start going to competition. And then, so we go into the show, and the show was outstanding as always. All my buddies are there. All my guys who I'm friends with who are sculptors and, producers and everything else are all there. And we, it's a lot of resin moving around the room, and there's a lot of, chat. Not a roar, but, that din of the room. You can hear the room. It kind of buzzes, and it's a lot of positive buzz. It's not negative. It's not people arguing with each other. It's not, and there's no cosplay going on or any of that stuff. It's people just into what we're doing. It's not like a comic book convention where there's 20 Wonder Woman standing together and everyone wants to get a picture of them. Here, you're getting a picture with like Sandy Kalar, who I, was talking to. I mean, I wound up talking to Sandy Kalar for a good 10, 15 minutes. I was buying stuff from him, of course, but Sandy Kalar is, Batman Dead End, for those of you who aren't up on that, and Shallow Water just got funded.
Yeah, the camaraderie in the room is just incredible. Everybody is out for everybody's best interest, mm-hmm. and there's this friendship that it just permeates the place. It's really was a fun show this morning, and we're going to be going back obviously this afternoon after lunch.
Yeah, and the key is, guys I'm friends with who I talk to all the time, like Mike Swistak and Jen Swistak, that's Cthulhu Gizzard. Customs and Jen's, she actually put out a line of like a special comic book, and she does bookmarks and she does her drawings and stuff. It's Squid Ink. I'm pretty sure that's the name of it. They're set up right next to Casey Love, and they're all sitting there talking and having a good time, and we're there just talking with them, and it's just like, it's so cool and down to earth, and guys you don't see, except for once a year in person, but you talk to all the time online, and we've talked about that as the idea of friendship has grown and changed. With the idea of things being online, and now these are guys who, you're pals with them, and you see them, whatever, and it's everyone's kind of in. I'm sure there's people who are upset that maybe that Godzilla kit is $450, and they don't have $450 for that kit, but if no one's walking around mad and angry and pissed off, but it is something to behold, and I'll be honest with you. If it wasn't like this, if it wasn't a good place, and I certainly wouldn't let my daughter be here, and she's coming down tomorrow. She's going to be her little, she's her little celebrity. Casey Love already said, well, make sure you bring her over. Let me meet her. Cause I want to see the little girl who's painting that Hellboy, And I mean, here's a guy who she thinks is a celebrity, and he's like, oh, let me meet her, kind of thing. And all the people who love her, that she's into all this stuff. Who were like, oh, is your daughter here? Everyone just asked, is Haley here? Because they know that this is part of what it is. It's part of the, everyone's getting along. Everyone does their thing. But it's really about, being part of the bigger family of all this. So I mean, some of the highlights, I could be honest, some of the highlights of the show, besides meeting Randy Bowen was pretty cool. You know, I went and met Randy Bowen. I set the picture up. Meeting Sandy Calara was awesome because I've given that man a lot of my money to produce a lot of things, either, you know, even including movies and everything else. I think Bowen's table was awesome. He had pieces in there that like pieces I don't think I've seen in 20 years, you know? So, and then, I mean, again, the other guys who have all the, you know, statues and whatever, there's all the different, you know, Kaiju kits and it's just cool. You know, and then Blackheart Models is here, or Blackheart Entertainment, technically they're called, right? Or Models, whatever. It's Blackheart. It's George's company. Steve Park is manning their table, and they have just their killer pieces are sitting there. You walk right in, it's the first thing you see. And some of Steve's amazing paint-ups and stuff. And not taking anything away from, like, Saul's giant werewolf head from The Howling, you know, and stuff like that.
Yeah, I mean, from my perspective, I mean, I'm not on Facebook or Twitter, and I listen to some of the podcasts. But for me, I haven't seen these folks in a year. And yet, as soon as they see, hey, Al, how you doing? And like they remember you. And that's the camaraderie that I was talking about before. It makes you feel good to be here.
Yeah. Well, and that's the other thing, too, is, you know, easier. I mean, we're sitting around talking. I mean, we wound up being we didn't go to bed till like 1 o'clock, you know, I mean, which is very late. If you know me and my dad, that is really late for us. Because we were in the, I mean, our cousin, my dad's cousin, Bob, was here, and we were up talking. We were talking with guys who are, you know, who does the lighting effects. We're talking to the guy who's, you know, my buddy who's a sculptor. And we just wind up sitting around talking. You're talking shop, and you're talking family, and you're talking all this stuff. And it's just a very nice, comfortable place. I mean, I'm sure maybe some people might find certain Comic-Cons to be that way. I have never found that. I find Comic-Cons to be, you know, a lot of people just, you know, pushy and rude and just is not enjoyable. I mean, I'm talking about New York Comic Con. I'm talking about the little tiny Comic Cons or little tiny comic book shows, you know, kind of thing. And I'm not saying that this is way better. I'd rather come to this. I'd go to this every month if they had this, because this is exactly what I want to be doing, painting models and talking about models and, you know, talking about monsters and B-movies. And, I mean, we walk in right in the door. What's right going on there? What, that 50-something-inch TV, and they're showing Abbott and Costello Meet Frankenstein, for Christ's sake. I mean, that's exactly what we want to be seeing. And everyone comes in like, oh, and they smile. Why? Because it's a great movie, and everyone's a great time. So, like I said, folks, this is a special edition. It's a real quick hitter. This will be, dropping, obviously really quick. And then be on the lookout for the next episode. We'll be dropping around the 13th, which is going to be 20 Million Miles to Earth, which, you know, where we're going to start, you know, another 1957 movie. We did Black Scorpion. Now we're going to do 20 Million Miles to Earth. We did the Willis O'Brien, now the Ray Harryhausen. So anything else here, Dad, you want to say?
No, not really. I mean, as I said, we're going to be going back down, and I would assume that Jay's going to bring his video camera and he's going to take pictures of the room. And when he posts it, I strongly recommend that you just watch it. I mean, listening to this podcast is one thing, but just see some of the pictures and you'll understand what we enjoy as modelers here in the Northeast.
Yeah, folks, like I said, this is and so for them, you hear me like, well, I don't like modeling. I don't do that stuff. The amount of Randy Bowen himself being here, there are so many people lined up at his table just to get him to autograph a piece, because it's how are you going to meet Randy Bowen? And if you're into statues, you're into comic, I mean, there's so much comic book stuff here. I mean, not physical comic books, but comic book statues and, you know, figures and you name it. And even toys. Some of the guys even have toys on their table. It's just a fun time. And if you're ever able to come to this thing, I would suggest it's, even if you come for the day, it's worth the, you know, the 20 bucks, whatever it is to get in for the day. And you won't come away going, oh, that was a waste of my time. You'll be like, wow, it'll blow you away. And maybe it'll open up your eyes to something else. All right, folks, so that's about it from here. We're going to wrap this up. Keep those cards and letters coming, and keep watching the skies.
This is Tokyo, once a city of 6 million people. What has happened here was caused by a force which, up until a few days ago, was entirely beyond the scope of man's imagination. Tokyo, a smoldering memorial to the unknown, an unknown which at this very moment still prevails and could at any time lash out with its terrible destruction anywhere else in the world.
Hi, folks. Luke Giaconetti here. I'd like to ask you a few questions. Do you like giant monsters, or as they're called in Japan, Daikaiju? Monsters like Godzilla, Rodan, Gamera, King Ghidorah, or Mothra? Do you like more obscure monsters, such as Gappa or Yongari? Do you like giant heroes like Ultraman or super robots like the Shogun Warriors? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then I think you might like my podcast, Earth Destruction Directive. I'm a dedicated fan of all things Daikaiju, and I'd like to share that with all of you. Please check out Earth Destruction Directive at twotruefreaks.com. Earth Destruction Directive, where we turn your Daikaiju dreams into city-smashing reality.
This has been an episode of Bots, Bugs, and Babes, the B-Movie Podcast. If you'd like to contact me, please email the show at botsbugsbabes@gmail.com. If you'd like to find me online, I'm on Facebook under my name, Jason Giaconetti. I often contribute to the Two True Freaks Facebook group. You can visit my Facebook page, The Art of Horror Collective, and you can search the hashtag The Art of Horror Collective. On Instagram, find me under my name, Jason Giaconetti, and search the hashtag The Art of Horror Collective, as well as the new hashtag Bots, Bugs, Babes Podcast. I'm the only one using them. I'm also on Twitter at Jason Giaconetti, and you can visit my webpage at www.theartofhorrorcollective.wordpress.com. All movies, characters, stories, music, etc. are properties of their respective holders. This is a fan work, and any use of any property is purely for review, discussion, entertainment. So don't sue me. I ain't got anything anyway.
There is no tomorrow! There is no tomorrow! There is no tomorrow!
Will you stop?